This is Dak Prescott, and you're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome to Faith on the Field Show on 97.5 The Fanatic Philadelphia. I am Rob Motti with my beautiful wife, Remy. It is Easter. Happy
Easter.
Happy Easter Sunday. Resurrection Sunday. I love saying Resurrection Sunday.
I know.
Because it's just the terminology.
It resonates better.
The meaning, everything about Easter. But before we get to that, let me tell everybody our guest this week is NFL agent Andre Odom. Andre has an amazing story to share. And throughout our conversation, in fact, we did a Zoom call, and right above his head was a picture, and it said blessed. Mm-hmm. And throughout the conversation, he refers to being blessed, and he mentions being highly favored. And he says he feels blessed because, in his words, he wasn't supposed to be here. He grew up in North Philadelphia. He overcame a lot of obstacles along the way, and he's done a tremendous job becoming successful NFL agent. So he talks about that. Stay tuned for that conversation with Andre. But I love how sometimes we feel that where we were, where we are, and what we got to get there, like, you appreciate the blessings.
Right.
You appreciate every moment. And it's not just appreciating success. It's appreciating sometimes it's the not just the ups, but the downs, too. Mm-hmm. And when you think about Easter Sunday, well, you think about, obviously, Holy Week and everything leading up to Easter Sunday and how, at that moment, Good Friday, when Jesus is nailed to the cross, like, you talk about downs, appreciating the ups and appreciating the downs. That was for his disciples, and because they still, at that moment, didn't believe.
Right.
They didn't believe what was to come. But Easter, the meaning of it, to Christians around the world, it's really the foundation of our faith. Jesus, the Son of God, fulfilled the prophecy through his death and his resurrection on the third day, and has given us the gift of eternal life in heaven for those who believe in the death and resurrection. But when I think about Easter, to me, it's kind of synonymous with victory.
Yeah.
It's victory. It's life overcoming death. It's rising up against sin. It's overcoming evil, because it's the celebration of this resurrection of Jesus that, because he was persecuted and died for our sins, has given us this ability to achieve eternal life. And I think it's also somewhat of, like, renewal,
right?
That there's hope, that we have victory over our sin, over all sins. So for me, I like to focus on Easter being the symbol for the ultimate win, right? We talk about sports winning championships, winning a Super Bowl in football, the World Series in baseball, Stanley Cup in hockey, the NBA title. It's all about victory. It's all about wins. Well, the ultimate win was achieved for us, and it's when Christ took that cross on Good Friday and died, and as terrible as everybody felt about it at that time, 3 days later, the resurrection came, and that was the ultimate win.
Yeah, you know, Easter to me, it's just a great reminder that the world can say it's over, everything can say it's over, but when God says it's over, that's when you know it's over. But until he says it's over, it's not over. So it's a great reminder for us all when things don't go our way, or if things seem like, all right, it's over, like, that's it. Yeah. We're throwing a towel. Unless God tells you it's over, it ain't over. That's just what I know. So I always hold
on
to that.
There's nothing that he can't defeat.
There's nothing he can defeat. He wins, and when you're with him, you win. You win regardless, because he's with you, and he's by our side no matter what. And in everything, he's always with us, and we're always victorious because he already conquered the grave. He conquered the grave. There is nothing else to conquer. That's it. Everything you're worried about, everything you're afraid of, everything, he conquered the ultimate fear. He conquered death. So if he conquered that, he can conquer anything else for you and me. And that is an amazing promise. And it's wonderful. And it makes you feel hopeful and joyful all the time. It's not just at Easter time, but every day. It's pretty awesome.
I like what you said there about promise, because
it is definitely a promise.
It's a promise for those of us who believe in the death, the resurrection, that Jesus overcame death, overcame being nailed to that cross, and did exactly what he said he was going to do.
Right.
And rose again in fulfillment of those scriptures to save us from our own sin. That is the incredible story of Easter and what it means, the symbolism of it, and how, as you said, it's a promise for us. It's a promise for us that he'll always be there. If Christ can overcome dying on that cross, what can't he do for us?
Right.
Is there anything that we can't ask for? Sometimes we feel like we can't, that's too much. Or, you know what, God, I'm good with this.
Yeah.
And then he gives us more. We've seen in our life, we have seen in our month, right, where we have been faithful, where we have stayed steadfast, where we have stayed strong and true, and there's been difficult moments. Yeah. We all have difficult moments. Don't ever let anybody tell you life is all great, it's all perfect, it's all peaches and cream.
There's nothing like that.
Because for no one it is. I mean, some of us have maybe smaller moments of difficulties or whatever that we're going through.
No, to every level there is a devil. So I don't care where you...
Did you mean that to rhyme? At every level there's a devil?
I did not, but it came out, and it's pretty good. Yeah. So I'm going to repeat it.
That might be a t-shirt or something.
Yeah, to every level there's a devil.
Well, I don't know if we don't want to emphasize.
No, I never give him any credit. He's an idiot. But but yeah, the truth is, no matter where you go in life, there's going to be something.
Yeah.
And no matter, there's no such thing as I've arrived, because every time you arrive somewhere, there's someone out there that's going to bother you. And the devil's a liar. He's always going to have an illusion for you. So no matter what, there's going to be something. But the point of this is, every time you're somewhere and you feel like things are dead and there is no way out and something it's done, there is resurrection power.
Yeah.
And God resurrects things for us all the time. And we know from experience that he resurrects us all the time. Like, all the time. Every time you're like, yo, this is dead, this is done, I'm done, there's no hope for this. Boom, resurrection power comes in, and
we've seen it.
Mind-blowing.
Right? Yeah, we have seen it, we have experienced it, we have lived it, and we have also seen where, all right, God, give me this, or this is all I want, or I'm hoping to reach this point, and then somehow, there's more.
Yeah.
There's more blessings, as Andre talks about later on, being blessed and highly favored, and having more comes and more and. But it starts with the belief. If there is no belief, if you don't accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you don't believe in the meaning of Easter, Christ conquering death, Christ being nailed to the cross on Friday, and then rising from the dead, resurrection on such, in fulfilling everything
that
was talked about,
right,
the scriptures, the prophecies, all of that.
You always have to remember something. There's an element to his resurrection that's pretty awesome, and it comes in the element of surprise. He really loves to surprise us. He wants us to work hard. He wants us to, there's always an element of surprise to the things God does for us, and we have to stay open to what he wants us to do, so that we can work, we can do things, we can move forward, but he wants us to stay open, and he wants us to stay okay with his surprises, because sometimes he comes in with something that we're like, well, I didn't see that coming. I just didn't see that coming. But it absolutely makes you think, wow, I didn't think of that, but I like that plan better. You know, it's wonderful. So keep the surprises coming. I love to be surprised. And he doesn't want us to hold on to our plans. He wants us to just stay open, stay faithful, stay open. And because you never know, when you stay open, one, you're not going to get disappointed. And two, he's going to surprise you with something far better than what you've even dreamed of or imagined. Like, these are his promises to us.
I want to say this to anyone who may be in a place of not necessarily unbelief, but where you're lacking in the faith, or you feel like, I don't know, I haven't done all this stuff along the way. Like, how can I now start to believe? Easter is also the start of something new, yeah. Right? The resurrection, Christ died, he rose again. It's everything's new now, mm-hmm. Right? And I don't know if your family did this. We didn't. A lot of people do, though. And that is, they wear new clothes to church on Sunday, right?
Yeah, we do that.
On mm-hmm. Easter Sunday.
Right.
Did you guys do that, or was that Christmas? Yeah, I know you've talked about that in the past.
No, Easter, we do the same thing.
Same thing, right? Yeah. Well, wearing new clothes is like something, it's something new, something right. fresh.
Yeah.
Easter is about being yeah. new, something fresh. Yeah. So I would like to encourage people to put your, whatever troubles you have, or whatever issues you're going through, put them aside and say, I'm going to leave them in the past. It's Easter Sunday. It's going to be, everything is going to start fresh for me from this point forward. Mm-hmm. And you know, I know Christians would wear, right, the new clothes. Yeah. Sometimes they used to wear, depending on maybe a robe for baptism, a white robe, different things. It's all about newness. It's all about freshness. And I think you can start fresh mm-hmm. any moment you choose to.
And it's actually pretty cool too, if you think about it, that Easter it's around springtime, and yeah. it's from death to life. It's from winter
although
to spring.
Although it hasn't been feeling like spring well, here in New Jersey.
Well, in Jersey, spring does really? Not really. It's spring is like one day, and then it goes to summer, you know.
It really is. It goes winter, Jersey, one day you know? Is spring, but
yeah, actually, you get all four seasons in one day, yeah. and then it goes back, like resuming schedule, you know.
I digress.
But yeah, anyways, I was saying it's from death to life, and it's just mm-hmm. a great simple get reminder for us all to just remember, just leave the old habits behind, pick up new ones. Pick up the hope again, you know, and if you don't have hope, borrow hope from someone, because you can do that. Did you know you could do that? You could borrow hope from someone.
I didn't know. This sounds like a whole other episode.
Borrow hope from someone. Open the Bible.
Your hope today.
Yeah, borrow some positivity from someone till you get your own.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. It's Easter. It's time to be fresh, mm-hmm. new, start over. We can. Christ died on that cross. He took that cross for us, and he rose again. Up next, you're going to hear from NFL agent Andre Odom. You're listening to Faith on the Field Show with Rob and Remy Mahdi.
Karen University is a biblical university located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, just 25 minutes from Center City, Philadelphia. With NCAA Division III athletics, a strong commitment to the arts, and majors in over 40 professional and academic fields, Karen prepares students to serve Christ as biblically minded, well-educated, and professionally competent men and women of character. Learn more at Karen.edu.
Since 1930, the Heritage family has proudly served the communities of South Jersey. From humble roots, Heritage's dairy stores now operate 33 convenient locations. Their desire is to become your convenience store of choice, not just because of their welcoming atmosphere, but because of their fresh quality products. Heritage's milk is still the sweetest. Coffee's hot and fresh, and Heritage's full-service delis offer the best local ingredients prepared and sliced on-site, far exceeding the competition. Heritage's Dairy Stores. It's not just our name, it's our heritage.
Did you know creating your legacy documents, will, power of attorney, advanced medical directive, etc. is important because it allows you to have control over how your estate will be distributed upon your passing? You also get to decide who will make decisions, both financial and medical, if you are incapacitated and unable to make them for yourself. It allows a trusted family member or friend to become the decision maker. Without these documents, these types of decisions will be determined by a court based upon state laws that may or may not be in order with your desires and intentions. I have two daughters and realized they could be in trouble if something happened to my wife and I. Thank goodness for Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates, because now Remy and I have our estate planning planning documents in place to protect our family, which is even more important during these challenging times. Make your appointment with Brenda Lee Utzler & Associates at 856-428-2266 like I did to get the peace of mind that estate planning can bring. That's 856-428-2266.
Hey, this is Jerome Bettis, former running back from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome back to Faith on the Field Show. Rob Motti with Remy. If you're tuning in for the first time on radio, you can go to faithonthefieldshow.com and find every show since we launched in April of 2017. We are right at our four-year anniversary coming up this week. We've had an incredible lineup of guests. You can listen anytime at your convenience. We're also on Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, Podbean, and iTunes, of course. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Faith on the Field. If you want to sign up for our weekly email list, we will send our episodes right to your inbox. Make sure you also follow us on all of our social media platforms. I'm at Rob Motti on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and at Real Rob Motti on Instagram. Remy is at Remy Motti. We'll let you know about speaking appearances and any other events that we're hosting or we're involved in or that we'll be participating in any way. You can go to my YouTube channel also and check out some of my messages, interviews, longer form interviews, and things along the way. Our guest this week, Andre Odom, grew up in Philadelphia. He played college football, worked in an NFL front office. He's been an agent for 6 years. He's done so many various different things. He represents two players who are projected to be top 10, top 15 picks in Florida tight end Kyle Pitts and Penn State linebacker Micah Parsons. Plus, he has other players too as well. His story, though, to get to this point is an amazing one. It's an incredible journey. Here is my conversation with Andre Odom.
Andre, tell me about you got a unique path, man, to becoming an NFL agent, worked in sales at a radio station. Then you were a branch manager at a bank, a grad assistant football coach at Temple, which is you and I both are alma mater. I went there to grad school. Then you were in scouting for the Chicago Bears, and here you are, an athlete's first, doing amazing things as an NFL agent. Explain the road to get to this point and all those steps along the way, how they prepared you.
It was an obstacle for sure, man, definitely an obstacle course of many trials and tribulations. But, you know, I have a mantra that I live by, and it's literally one day at a time, right? So I literally just took my entire my path, my career, just took it one day at a time and just focused and controlled what exactly that I could focus and control, all that. So, I mean, it was a grind, obviously. It wasn't easy, sleepless nights, 17, 18 hours in the office as a GA, obviously going to the NFL, and working in the front office, having those long, tiring days and not seeing your family. It was definitely a journey of tremendous grind, but it was more than worth it. And as you alluded to, me starting out, in the sales business for, it was 94.1 at the time, WIP, here in Philadelphia. And, that right there was a transition out of college that I made. And it really helped groom me for, the business that I'm in now, because I'm ultimately dealing with people, building relationships, sustaining relationships, nurturing, fertilizing relationships on a daily basis. And, me, I'm of the mindset that you don't just show up. These things are built over time. You have to do it authentically, and genuinely. So that's kind of how I got here, man. And that's been my mantra from day one, and I'll continuously live by that. I'm blessed and highly favored for sure, man.
I love that. When did you realize during this journey that you wanted to pursue a career as an agent? Because you had that scouting experience with the Chicago Bears, and working in a front office, it could be, very rewarding, but at the same time, a lot of hours, a lot of time away from home, all that stuff. So when did you realize, I want to pursue being an agent?
Yeah, so when I got fired from the Chicago Bears, the NFL obviously stands for not for long, and that's not just for players, that's for coaches, front office executives, everyone. So when we got let go from there, my family and I, I had a couple of opportunities to actually go back. And, you know, the Ball City was like, yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. You know, we just bought a house and we just got settled, you know, back on the East Coast. So I did media for a while, right? I was with Anthony Gargano and Brian Baldinger and those guys for a while doing that. And then I, one day it just settled on me. I had an epiphany and I was like, listen, I grew up in sports, you know, boxing, basketball, you know, football my entire life. I've always been around, you know, those individuals. A lot of my best friends made it to become professional football players, the Jameel McClains of the world, the Jairi Evans of the world, people like that, you know, and guys in boxing like the Danny Gar, like I grew up around these guys. So I've always been around and I've always been there to help and, you know, be a resource and a tool for those guys, whether it be for their camps and things of that nature. So I said, you know what, man, I feel like I have a lot to offer in that segmentation of the business. You know, I've been blessed to be at every single level of the business to this point in my career. Why not take that leap of faith? Why not just try it out? I've done everything else. I might as well try it because I believe I really could be, you know, a real resource, a real asset, you know, to a lot of these young men, because, you know, I truly believe in, based on historical data and what we continuously see from these guys and their futures, you know, a lot of them, you know, need those individuals to, you know, help walk them down this road, right, through this journey. Because this is a very, very, you know, tough, tough business. And it's a tough life being a professional athlete. It's not easy. Everything's not going to be, you know, perfect sunny days, right? You're going to have those rainy days. You're going to have those painful days when things don't go well. So who's going to be with you? Who's going to help educate you? Who's going to truly be fully invested in your future? You know, not just your success contractually, but individually, emotionally, you know, mentally, things of that nature. So I just felt like, me personally, I had a lot to offer. So I wanted to try it out. If I make it, great, which I knew I was going to make it, honestly. But if I didn't, you know, at least I tried it. The worst shot is the shot that you don't take, right? And I've always been a person to take every single shot. Whatever I want to do, I'm going to do. It's just that simple.
Can't score if you don't shoot, right? I think Wayne Gretzky said that one time.
He did.
Andre, there's a negative connotation to agents sometimes. And I think people maybe think Jerry Maguire. You go back to that movie, Show Me the Money, like, oh, man, it's been like 20 years or whatever it's been. How do you feel about that perception, that the negative connotation, and how do you set yourself apart?
That's a tremendous question right there, because that was actually the reason why I never delved into the representation business from the beginning, because of that dark cloud that was attached to it. You know, and I alluded to this in one of my other, you know, conversations, that, you know, growing up and, you know, being hands-on with these athletes, people kind of, you know, looked at me as a street agent, as they say, right? Now, I worked with coaches that would attribute those individuals as street agents. And not for nothing, a lot of those individuals are really good people, and those athletes need those people, because where we're from, I come from extreme circumstances, as you know, we don't have parents. I didn't have a mom or dad to hold my hand and walk me through, right? And a lot of these kids don't. A lot of these young men don't. So, you know, I didn't want to be an agent initially because of that. And I think it's a very unfair stigma that's attached to being an agent, because if you're doing it from the right place in your heart, you know, in a right place spiritually and mentally, you know, you're going to really help these guys become who they want to become. You're going to help them through this tough journey that is almost seemingly never ending, right? Because someone's always grabbing at you. Someone always wants something. Your phone's always ringing. But what they don't tell them is that when your career is over, when the celebrity dwindles, when that phone stops ringing, no one cares. Who's going to be there for you then? Who's going to be taking your calls then? Who's going to help you walk down that path to the next portion of your life? Because when a lot of these young men retire, they're still babies. 32 to 35 years old, you're a baby.
You mentioned those extreme circumstances that you grew up in. Now, I was born and raised in South Philly. You were on the other side of Philly, in North Philly, raised by your grandma, didn't have a mom and dad at home. You had a tough path, so you could have gone down the wrong road. Who helped you along the way make those right decisions?
Yeah, I mean, I would say I was blessed to have that skill set at a young age of being a great decision maker. That's what I would say from the offset. But when it comes to, you know, having that person to kind of educate me and give me information that I didn't have or that I couldn't retrieve on my own, My high school coach, Ron Cohn, hands down. You know, he was that resource, that asset for me that really helped educate me, right? And helped me see the other side of the world that I didn't see. Coming from where I come from, all I saw was, you know, violence, you know, crime, drugs, you know, whether it's from, with all due respect, my family, you know, friends, circle of influence, to the individuals in my neighborhood. That's all I knew. That's all I saw. So as you said, I mean, I could have easily went that way, but, you know, I made a conscious decision at a young age that I didn't want to go down that road. I didn't want to be in the projects. I didn't want to be in the hood for the rest of my life. So it was up to me and only me to truly figure out what it was that I wanted to do, what my genius level talent was, and actually master it and go after it with full all out intensity.
You don't come from a background of like a law degree, working in your way up that way. I mean, you actually played football.
Yeah.
And you walked on at Temple after playing at Bloomsburg. So how much do you think that helps you with players, prospective clients? The fact that you played the game, does that give you a little bit of more credibility with them?
Yeah, in some instances, yes. But I would say what gives me the most credibility is that I actually worked in the front office. Mm. I've been in those boardrooms, right? I understand that language. I've been around those conversations. I've been a part of those conversations. And the fact that I actually had the opportunity of coaching for a couple of years at our alma mater at Temple as a graduate assistant. Like that right there, it was just, you know, it was a trampoline for my career. It literally was, because, you know, when you have a chance to acquire that much information and build your resume that way, that's pretty incomparable, you know, to some individuals, to some families, and, you know, to some of these young men. So they look at it and they say, man, he did that. I could do that. You know, I need to be affiliated with someone that's, you know, taking that path. You know, everyone can't be a player. That's the reality of it, right? Like, we're all not plus, you know, to be, you know, these elite level athletes, you know, myself included. So, you know, just figuring out a way to maximize your talent level and your skill set, right? And really, you know, transition it into your level of success, whatever that may be.
As a young guy in the business, as an agent, how much, I mean, you got to be on that road, recruiting, talking to guys, the pro days, all the combine this year, obviously, because of COVID, everything is different. How tough is that road, man? Like, how difficult are those challenges? And you've done well. We'll talk about some of the guys that you're going to represent, two potential top 10 picks and other first rounders. But to get here, to get to that point, how tough was that?
It was very tough. I can't really sit here and act as if it wasn't. It was very tough because my journey wasn't a traditional one. As you said, I mean, I didn't have the red carpet laid out for me. I had to really go out there and, you know, earn everything from the muscle, as we say, right? From ground zero. So it was very tough. I can't sit here and, you know, pretend that it wasn't, but at the end of the day, I embraced it. And that's what makes me, that's what really distinguishes me, I believe, from a lot of people. Because I knew it was going to be like that. My entire life was like that. I never had anything easy. Nothing was ever handed or given to me on a silver platter. That's just not what I come from, right? So everything I wanted, I knew at a young age that I had to go out there and take. So this was going to be no different. You know, I had to really set my mind to it. And once I established that this is what I want to do, and that this was my genius level talent of building and sustaining meaningful relationships with people, I just went after it. And that's really what it is. So yeah, it was tough. But again, being able to, you know, differentiate exactly what's it going to take to really accomplish your goals and be able to go out there and execute at the highest level, you know, that's where I got my happiness from, right? Because, you know, we're all going to work at something, you know, that's just the reality of it, right? So you can either give it your all doing something you don't want to do, or you can go out there and sacrifice everything for something that you really, really want. So that's what I chose to do.
You and I have talked about different things along the road in regards to race relations and how some things have unfolded in the world and how the NFL has handled it. And being a Black agent, which is obviously underrepresented, right, in the NFL.
100%.
Do you anticipate in your role trying to go out there and eventually, as you settle in and you get more established and you grow into the business of guys looking at you as a role model and saying, hey, maybe I can't play the sport. Maybe I don't have that talent, those blessings, those gifts, those abilities, but I can be involved in sports this way, like Andre is.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously my ultimate goal, you know, because for me growing up in North Philadelphia, I didn't have that. I didn't see that. I didn't think there were Black agents, right? That's why, that's part of the reason. That's like 50% of the reason outside of the other 50% that I named earlier that I didn't want to become an agent. I didn't think it was for me. So, you know, for me to be in this position right now, I owe that to the next generation. First and foremost, to my children, right? Then secondly, to the younger generation that's coming up behind me. So that's why I always take the initiative to go out there and share information, you know, with the younger kids and, you know, whether it be male, female, because at the end of the day, if this is what you want to do, you can do it. You just got to really set your mind to it and go out there. And again, that key word is execute, right? So it's very important for me to do it at a level that other people can look at and say, you know what? That guy right there, he made it happen and he did it the right way, right? I can do it. I can do it as very much possible. So it's very important for me and I'm going to continue to do what I've been doing. And I don't make a lot of noise doing it, but it's getting done for sure behind closed doors.
What do you enjoy the most about working for Athletes First?
Just the family environment. You know, I come from a place, you know, my background where I came from prior, you know, being at Athletes First, the dynamic is completely family oriented, right? We have a mantra that we work and live by over there. It's called family ties. You know, when you see me post, you'll see me always, you know, put that as a hashtag because we really live that, you know, and more importantly than me saying it, our little brothers, you know, they say it for us too. I mean, because it's directly impacting and affecting them, you know, so the family dynamic that we have there amongst, you know, our players, you know, all being together, hanging out, training together, you know, checking on each other, sharing information, right? Because we're in a business where everyone's competing, right? And everyone wants to be the best as they should. But the difference is there comes a time where, you know, you want your circle of influence if you're smart. And so much love, respect, and adoration for David Mulligetta, the president, you know, of Team Sports at Athletes First, because, you know, he set the standard prior to me, you know, getting there. And that was the reason really why I chose to go to Athletes First, because I love the dynamic there, just all of our guys being together, you know, even amongst the, you know, the agents, like sharing information, working together. Hey, if I can't get this young man, let's work it together, right? Or maybe I'll have some information about the young man and his family. You know, I'll disseminate that information to you and things of that nature. It's just a different kind of energy over there. So that's what I like the best, just being completely transparent.
How much do you guys love this week when NFL free agency period kicks off? Obviously, this year is a little bit different. Salary cap, it decreased because of lost revenue last year, but still money's flying around. You know, what is that free agency frenzy like? And when you guys can just sit down and negotiate a contract for a ridiculous amount of money?
Yeah, you depicted it perfectly. It's a frenzy, right? Like everyone's trying to go after the best players that fit their culture from a team perspective. And then from our perspective, it's making sure, not just going after the big dollars, but making sure that our players are going to the right places, right? To the right team, the right individuals that are going to put them in a position to be successful, right? What their skill sets are, making sure it aligns with what the team is bringing to the table as well. So, you know, the energy of free agency is certainly a different feel because, I mean, these guys have worked their behinds off and, you know, not for nothing. As you know, a lot of guys, unfortunately, don't make it to that next contract, that second contract. So if you're blessed to be able to get to that second contract, you know, it's very exciting. You know, it could be a little nerve-wracking at times too, but when you have that relationship with your players and when your players believe in you and you have that family dynamic, they know that you're not going to do anything that's going to jeopardize their future, right? Their contractual value, you know, to that sense. So, you know, just having that continuity together, man, and having those guys believe in you makes the world of a difference because, you know, at the end of the day, it is a business, right? And like anything else, there's ups and downs and there can be detrimental situations that can happen. But again, if you have that relationship, keyword relationship with your players, you know, those guys believe in you. You know, our guys just love us, just go and just do what we do, because they know if you owe us $10, you're definitely not giving us $9. It's just that simple, you know. So, and that's the way we operate, and our players love us for that. And well, that's one of the reasons why they love us, and that's how we approach it. So,
we see a lot of teams restructuring contracts to get under the salary cap this time of year. Sometimes people don't understand that, and they go, well, "Why would a player be so willing to restructure a contract?" But I you know, and it, correct me if I'm wrong. When you're restructuring a deal, that player is going to get more money up front, or maybe more guaranteed money. So a guy is not going to want to do that to accommodate a team unless it's beneficial for them, correct?
Absolutely. It's just like you working at your, not you per se, but an individual working at their job, and you're on an annual salary. Your boss comes to you and says, you know what? I know you're on a 150 annual salary. Let me restructure your deal. I'll give you 50 up front, right? So we can make sure that on the back end, you know, we'll have more money to allocate to other individuals. Are you going to say yay or nay? You know what I mean? You're going to take that 50K up front because tomorrow's not promised. Anything can happen. And it's the same thing as restructuring a deal in the NFL. You know, if it makes sense for the player, you know, you take advantage of that for sure. And yeah, you're doing the team a favor, but again, it's about relationships, right? You take care of them on the back end, you know, when the time comes, they'll take care of you as well. And you have to have that dynamic and that relationship with teams as well. You know, and as teams want it with you too, you know, being the agent, you know, for your players and future clients as well. So, you know, it's a very interesting business, but, you know, it comes with a lot of different nuances and elements. But once you get acclimated to it, you'll understand it a whole lot more. And I know I just bloviated a little bit, but I'm really, really a nerd when it comes to this stuff, because, I mean, this is what I love to do. This is what I've invested my entire life into doing.
Andre, your first client, who was it, and that feeling when you secured that first player?
First one ever? Doesn't matter which agency?
No.
First client ever was Robbie Anderson.
Okay.
Temple University.
Wow.
The old agency that I was with prior to where I am now, you know, having acquired him and helping him, you know, improve and upgrade his current scenario, his current situation representation-wise, was probably the best feeling I've ever had, because Robbie was a young man that, and I don't like talking about players that I don't represent anymore, but Robbie was a young man that I coached at Temple. So our relationship was so pure. It was so genuine. It was so natural, you know, because we went from, you know, me making sure he's at class, you know, while I'm doing class checks as a GA, you know, to seeing him graduate, you know, and then become this ultimate big play wide receiver in the National Football League, and having an opportunity for him to say, you know what, I have this much trust, love, and respect for you, you know, to allow you the opportunity and bless you with the opportunity to, you know, represent my future. That was such a magnificent feeling. It was truly amazing, you know, and I will always think and be truly grateful for all the guys that gave me an opportunity, whether I currently represent them or not, because again, as you know, this is a tough business, right? Mm-hmm. Incredibly difficult to sign these young men. But it's even more challenging to build relationships with them, right? You have so many good agents in this business, right? You have so many agents in general coming at you, pulling at you, tugging at you, calling you, doing whatever it takes. And, you know, for you to win that kind of battle, like, you can't take that lightly, because it's not guaranteed.
Well, this year's upcoming draft, you've already secured, and I mentioned earlier, two very likely top 10 picks. Kyle Pitts, tight end out of Florida, and Micah Parsons, linebacker out of Penn State. You also have several other guys. I know you're going to be hanging out in Syracuse. Andre Sisco's there. You got Jason Owa from Penn State, Mark Webb. Man, first talk to me a little bit, Andre, about Micah Parsons and Kyle Pitts. I don't know if there's another agent right now. I haven't done the math and looked at it. Who's got two potential top 10 clients? That's a huge deal. How exciting is that? And how good can these guys be?
Yeah, I haven't really had the chance to get too excited, because there's still so much to do before all that transpires. And we always do our best to, you know, stay level-headed. It doesn't matter how much success you acquire. It can always be taken away from you. And you know that, right? We've both been through challenging professional experiences. So, you know, I always just do my best to just stay level-headed and stay humble. But, you know, you know, looking at it when you say it that way, looking at it is pretty exciting, but I'm more so excited for the young guys because they've sacrificed their lives for this. You know, knowing Kyle Pitts coming from Philadelphia, you know, the experience that he went through, having, you know, coaches tell him that he wasn't going to be good enough and he wasn't going to make it. And maybe he should think about trying a different sport or whatever it was, you know, to seeing him get to the position he is in life right now, professionally. It's amazing. It's exhilarating, right? I'm just completely elated for him and for Mike. And Mike is a kid that, Mike is a young man. He's not a kid. He's a young man that has worked his behind off tirelessly. He sacrificed his life for this. You know, he's been through a lot. Micah Parsons wasn't always a five-star blue chip athlete, right? He wasn't always, you know, that person that everyone looks to as the top alpha dog, the leader of your room, your team. He wasn't always that guy. He had a lot of challenges growing up. He came from extreme circumstances and a desolated environment by the way. So, you know, seeing him, you know, elevate his life to the position he is in right now, you know, that's just God right there, because you don't make it from where we come from. And that's the reality of it. So, you know, seeing him take this opportunity and truly run, you know, run into his greatness and work his behind off is truly inspiring, you know, because a lot of people don't understand the work that goes into being a professional athlete. And that transition from college to the pros is by far the hardest transition you'll ever make in your life. So
tell me a little bit about Andre, man. Andre and Jason and Mark.
Jason Owe. What can I say about Jason Owe? He is the epitome of a humble servant. You know, when you hear him talk, you just sit there and you just glow because he's so intuitive. Like he's highly intelligent, but he wants to be great. He's a student of the game. He takes copious notes. You know, he truly wants to master his craft. And being around a young man like Jason, you know, it really helps motivate you to elevate your game as well, because he's going to ask those questions, right? He's going to take those notes and he's going to follow up with you down the line and say, hey, look, hey, bro, what do you think about this? I know we talked about it before. Tell me what your thoughts are on this again, you know, things like that. So being around those young men, you know, like Jason, it just makes you elevate your game. You know, Mark Webb is another young man from Philadelphia that, you know, watching him grow up and go through his journey from transitioning from wide receiver to now defensive back. And by the way, one of the top defensive backs in this draft, he just had an incredible pro day yesterday. And you look and you say, man, you know, from our perspective, we knew it. We knew what it was because, you know, we're there through that journey. But then seeing him do that on a national stage and really walk into his greatness, you know, and accept that challenge, because everybody isn't, you know, expecting him to perform at that elite level in which he did. So it's beautiful to see. And Mark is just a tremendous spirit because his energy is unmatchable, right? Like the energy that he brings, I don't care if we're bowling, I don't care if we're just hanging out talking, his energy is consistent. And what he brings to a team is going to be so powerful for that locker room. He's going to make sure that he's the positive energy always. He's going to make sure that everyone else is working. He's going to make sure everyone is in light spirited moods, but more so focused on the task at hand. And that's one of the things that I love about Mark for sure. And last but certainly not least, Andre Sisco, my namesake. That's my guy right there. Mm-hmm. He's by far one of the most talented individuals I've ever been around. You know, but more importantly, I always say that, you know, God willing, when things go well for him, he stays healthy. Dre's going to be an all-pro because he's already an all-pro individual. Does that make sense? Like
absolutely. Yeah.
Everything Andre Sisco does is at an all-pro level. The way he talks with you, the way he interviews, the way he takes his notes, the way he studies film, you know, handling his business outside of football. You know, everything is very meticulous with Andre. And that's why he's in a position in life that he's in right now, too. It's not a mistake. It's by design. You know, and when you're surrounded by young men of that caliber, it truly pushes you. You know, it really does, because you have to stay on point, because these guys will hold you accountable. And that's what we invite. That's what we want, you know, here at Athletes First. You know, we want our guys to hold us accountable because we're certainly going to hold them accountable. And when we say family ties, we all stick together. If you come for one, you come for us all.
How challenging has it been not having – this is the first year without the combine. Mm-hmm. So for all the players not to be able to gather there and have the teams, has it been more challenging, or are the players finding that not be doing all their interviews virtually as opposed to all the visits in person? As some guys get tired of going from city to city, right? And it gets by the end, they're dragging. So, you know, has it been more of a challenge, or is there a little welcome factor to it too as well?
Well, you know, these guys are young, right? They haven't been through the experience. So, you know, you don't know what you don't know, right? So they've never been through that experience. So they don't know how taxing it can be to be flying all over the country. But everything has its challenges, like in any business that you experience, right? They have their ups, they have their downs. And some things may be a little more advantageous than others. But for the most part, our guys have been attacking it head on with just a positive attitude, because again, it's a life-changing experience. And you want to make sure, as we continuously preach to these guys, that you put your best foot forward, right? And that you go at everything at an elite level. You make sure these teams understand that you are, you know, the most competitive, the most focused, the most disciplined individual that there is. And how bad you want this, they'll be able to determine that, you know, based on these conversations. So, you know, our guys have attacked the right way. They've been, again, they've been positive. They've been energetic throughout their meetings. And, you know, it's been great to see.
Andre, last thing I want to ask, because you're sitting there and I look behind you and there's a hanging up is a sign on. I love that. It says blessed. And you mentioned being blessed. You mentioned being highly favored. Man, tell me about the importance of your faith to you along the way and how that's helped you, one, stay grounded, stay humble, but also overcome challenges and obstacles.
Yeah, thank you for asking me that question, because it's really one that helps me get through, you know, my day to day and through this journey that's extremely challenging every day. You know, being blessed by the higher power is something that I don't take for granted, because I wasn't supposed to be here. I was one of those young men from North Philly that was always told, you know, you wouldn't live to see 18 and all this other negative stuff. You know, so having that positive affirmation and knowing that I do have someone that's ordering my steps, that's walking with me day to day, you know, that gives me the ultimate confidence. You know, and I'm not a braggadocious type of individual. I'm not cocky by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm very, very confident in myself and my skill set and my abilities. And that's partly because of, you know, who orders my steps, right? Who leads and guides me day to day. And I don't take that for granted, because at the end of the day, my journey says it all. You know, I've been through a lot, you know, and I embrace every second of it. Was it painful? For sure. Did I like it? Absolutely not. Would I do it again? That's debatable. But at the end of the day, you know, we are here, you know, we're here because of that. And, you know, having that faith really helps. It helps me continuously grow and continuously get better. And I'll never take it for granted. I embrace that just like I embrace my grind professionally, right? Because every single day is a challenge. And if you don't humble yourself and if you don't hold yourself accountable, you can lose yourself within success.
Amen, man. I love to say we are blessed so we can bless others, right? Sure. And everything is about, you know, what you, to whom much is given, much is certainly, right, expected. And I appreciate you spending some time with me, you talking about your career and your journey and what you intend to do for other people and how you've been doing it along the way, man. So thank you.
I appreciate you, Rob. Ever since we've met, you've been consistent. I think that's one of the main words that I can attribute to you is consistent. You've been nothing but loving, you know, caring, calling, checking in. It's not just a contractual relationship, right? A transactional relationship. You know, you've always been that guy to just reach out, say, yo, hey buddy, how are you, man? I'm praying for you. I wish you the best. How can I help? You know, so to be here sitting with you right now on this tremendous platform that you're building, man, it's a blessing, man. And I don't take it lightly. I appreciate your time, man. I appreciate you thinking of me, seriously.
Thank you, man. Well, Andre, appreciate it, brother. And we'll talk soon.
That was NFL agent Andre Odom. This is Faith on a Field Show with Rob and Remy Mahdi.
Located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, just 25 minutes from Philadelphia, Caron University is the right place for students to get a dynamic experience centered on Christ and His Word. Students are equipped professionally, personally, and spiritually, and make an impact on the local community and surrounding cities. Caron is close to everything that matters for future educators, pastors, social workers, entrepreneurs, musicians, and more. See if Caron is the right place for you. Schedule a visit today. at karen.edu/visit.
With 33 convenient locations, Heritage's dairy stores desire to be your deli of choice. Heritage's full-service delis offer great-tasting products for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Hera Egg Breakfast Sandwich made with 2 farm-fresh eggs, cheese, and choice meat on a fresh Kaiser roll makes your morning simple. Heritage's famous subs are built on freshly baked Lissio rolls and feature Dietz & Watson premium meats and cheeses freshly sliced anytime. Making lunches at home? Try one of our lunchbox specials, which are sure to please. Heritage's Dairy Stores, our family, your hometown deli.
Did you know creating your legacy documents, will, power of attorney, advanced medical directive, etc., is important because it allows you to have control over how your estate will be distributed upon your passing? You also get to decide who will make decisions, both financial and medical, if you are incapacitated and unable to make them for yourself. It allows a trusted family member or friend to become the decision maker. Without these documents, these types of decisions will be determined by a court based upon state laws that may or may not be in order with your desires and intentions. I have 2 daughters and realized they could be in trouble if something happened to my wife and I. Thank goodness for Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates, because now Remy and I have our estate planning documents in place to protect our family, which is even more important during these challenging times. Make your appointment with Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates at 856-428-2266. Like I did, to get the peace of mind that estate planning can bring. That's 856-428-2266.
This is Emmitt Smith. You're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome back to Faith on the Field Show. I'm Rob Motti with Remy. I want to take a minute to thank all of our awesome sponsors. Please check them out on our website, Karen University, Heritage's Dairy Stores, and Brenda Lee Utzler and Associates. We really appreciate our partnership with all of them. If you would like to sponsor our show, please reach out to us at team@faithonafieldshow.com. We have all kinds of packages, various ones that we can cater to fit your specific needs on radio, on social media, on our podcast. There's so much that we can do if you want to partner up with Faith on the Field and really help us grow the ministry. Our goal is to be on a sports radio station in every state. Stay tuned. We do have some announcements to come, maybe this week or next. If you don't have a business to advertise on, but you just want to help our ministry grow, we have a donate button on our page on faithonafieldshow.com. And you can also help our ministry by purchasing some of our new merchandise. We have it on our website, Remy's 828 Threads Apparel Store. We have t-shirts, long-sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, mugs, face masks, everything. My Story, His Glory is a popular shirt. One of our latest designs has a football helmet and the phrase, "I wear the helmet of salvation," which is taken from Ephesians 6:17. There's so many different things, really cool stuff. You could check it out on our website at faithonafieldshow.com under merch and all over our social media. I want to thank Andre Odom for being our guest this week. Big thanks to Doug Horton and Pastor Scott Foreman for all of their hard, amazing, incredible work they do for Faith on the Field. Thank you to all of our listeners and everyone who makes this happen. For Remy, I'm Rob Motti, reminding you, make a difference. Be a blessing.